You're listening to SBS News.
The UK government is defending its decision to ease coronavirus lockdown restrictions further in England, but advised people that the situation remained critical and that they should continue to have as few interactions as possible with other people in all settings. The UK reported a further 1,936 cases and 113 deaths related to COVID-19 on Sunday. The British government is still trying to recover from the controversy caused by the Prime Minister's most senior adviser, Dominic Cummings, breaking the lockdown rules while suffering from COVID-19. Dr. Jenny Harris, England's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, says even as restrictions are eased, people should not let their guard down.
This is a really, really critical time. So where we are seeing that government is easing measures, the public really, really need to stick to those messages. And it is not just about what it is possible to do, it's about what it is sensible to do. And what is sensible to do is have as few interactions as possible as you can with other people in all settings.
In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he will ask Parliament for a final two-week extension of the nation's state of emergency that's allowed his government to introduce lockdown measures to control the coronavirus pandemic.
I would like to highlight something very important. We cannot relax. We need to keep being cautious, following the guidelines dictated by health authorities. The virus keeps infecting and is a serious threat, and as a consequence, one must appeal to individual responsibility beyond the public institutions. In this last stage of reopening, the final state of emergency, individual responsibility is a fundamental priority if we want to defend the collective, the public health of all citizens.
The mayor of Colombia's capital, Bogotá, is planning to shut down one of the city's largest neighborhoods as COVID-19 cases there continue to rise. Claudia Lopez says that starting on Monday, the Kennedy area, home to nearly 1.5 million people, will be under a strict quarantine. Street vendor Edna Herrera says it's an impossible situation for her.
Those of us working day to day, what are we to do? If we stay inside our homes, we will die of hunger. But they say one can die from coronavirus. If I stay home, what if I die of hunger? If the coronavirus doesn't kill me, then hunger will kill me. Also, look at me, I have my gloves, my mouth cover, look at the outfit I have to protect me, to be able to work and to be able to survive.
The holiest site for Jews, Jerusalem's Temple Mount, reopened on Sunday after weeks of closure aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Several dozen Jewish faithful were escorted by Israeli security forces as they walked the raised esplanade that's believed to be the location of the first and second Jewish temples in antiquity. And at the Vatican, St. Peter's Square opened to the public for the first time since lockdown measures began in March. The normally large crowd wasn't there, just a few groups, widely spaced, observing social distancing. Until June the 3rd, people aren't allowed to travel between regions in Italy or arrive from abroad for tourism, so the people in the square came from Rome or places in the region. Pope Francis says the pandemic has changed everyone.
Voi sapete che da una crisi come questa.
You know, one doesn't emerge the same as before from a crisis like this. You either come out better or you come out worse. We must have the courage to be better than before, to be able to positively build post-crisis pandemic.
In Bosnia, the importation of ventilators from China has seen two high-ranking state officials and a businessman investigated for money laundering, fraud, embezzlement of state funds and other crimes. An investigation was opened in March after a public outcry over why a little-known fruit processing company called Silver Raspberry received a €5 million deal from the government to import the ventilators amid the coronavirus pandemic. In their initial report, prosecutors said the imported ventilators do not meet even a minimum of necessary characteristics for adequate treatment of COVID-19 patients. Meanwhile, there are over 40 vaccine candidates for COVID-19, according to the World Health Organization, though not all have reached human trials. The ultimate goal is to produce a vaccine that could shield us from the virus, particularly the elderly and people whose health has been compromised. Dr. Francis Collins from America's National Institute of Health is optimistic.
I think we will see as soon as July the large-scale trials beginning to get underway for at least one or maybe two The vaccines that are furthest along, and then others I'm hoping will come along not too long after that.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.